Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you about today on how do I trust God? How do I trust God? I think one of Satan's greatest tools is just to discourage us and get us to doubt. Can you really trust God? And so I'm going to share five simple things that have kind of helped me over my life to be able to trust God, especially in times of discouragement and just when life's not going real well. You know me, I love acronyms, and I'm a simple guy, so I'm going to put it simple on the lower shelf where you can understand it, which means I can understand it, and I hope it'll help you today and maybe something you may want to share with somebody else. But let's start with the letter T. How do I trust God? Letter T, turn to Jesus throughout the day. I love that old hymn, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full into his wonderful face, and the cares of this world will grow strangely dim. And, a lot of times we may start out the morning with Jesus, but, man, we get on our to-do list, and next thing you know, you look up, and it's 3 o'clock, and you've not really spent any time communicating with God. And just want to really, really encourage you to make sure that you're spending time dialoguing with God. You may not be able to get down on your hands and knees and do that, but you know what? You can pause for just a minute. And I've shared with you about the Pause app by John Eldridge. It's a free app that I have, and at 10 o'clock and at 2 o'clock, I get a little reminder on my phone to just pause and invite God to continue being a part of my day and ask him where he's working in my life at that moment. And it's been a real game changer for me and might be something that you want to look into. Psalm 37, verse 5 says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. But, you know, part of that trust thing is committing everything to God. And I know I've been guilty sometimes, like giving God maybe, 75-80% of a situation, but I got 20% that I've got to kind of control. I'm laughing as I even say that because I know there's a lot of people listening going, yep, that's how I do it, Greg. And yet I know that's not what God wants. He wants us to give complete surrender. And when I do that, when I'm mature enough and in my faith to trust God and give him situations, all of it, 100% of it, it's amazing how he does things that only God can do. And then therefore, he can get the credit and the glory. The letter R, on how do I trust God? T, turn to Jesus throughout the day. The letter R, remember what God has done for you in the past. Remember what God has done for you in the past. I mean, so many times when I take time to reflect on all that Jesus has done for me, how he has been my protector, how he has been my provider, how he's been a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I should, why don't I trust him more? And I've taken times in my life just to write my journal just of things that God has done that only he could do. And it just helps me be reminded that God is faithful. Even when I'm not, he's always faithful. And the enemy wants you to have, amnesia. Doesn't want you to remember that. He just wants you to focus on the current crisis that you're in. But I would encourage you today, take a couple of moments and just reflect on all the things that God has done in your life. And know that he will help you and that you can trust him to do what only he can do. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19 says, so if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to God who created you, for he will never fail you. That's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 19. So if you're suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to God who created you, for he will never fail you. You know, sometimes we need to go back and read Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of the faith chapter, and see all those men, women of God, where God just showed up and did what only he could do. and know that their lives of faith can give us faith. I mean, just trust. When you get in God's Word and spend time with Him, it helps you remember what He did over 2,000 years ago, and also He wants to do currently in your life. The letter U. We're going to how do I trust God? The letter U. Understand that life is hard, and no one is immune to difficult times because there is an enemy that is trying to hurt you. John 10:10 says that Jesus said, the thief's purpose is to steal and to kill and destroy. So Jesus warned us, John 10:10. But I love in the very next breath, Jesus said in the rest of that verse, my purpose is to give you an life to the full, give you life abundantly. In other words, I'm going to help you persevere, and I'm going to provide, and I'm going to protect, and I'm not going to let the enemy steal and kill and destroy your life. If you'll trust me and you'll press through the pain, the heartache, the disappointment, sometimes there is freedom right outside of one decision, friends, but a lot of times it requires courage, tremendous courage and faith to get out of the boat and walk on the water like Peter did, to get that freedom and to walk in faith. You know, it's a simple Bible verse, but it's so powerful. You know, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And if you want to really trust God and experience true miracles in your life, then you have got to step out in faith sometimes and just trust that God will meet you there. You know, Peter took his eyes off Jesus when he got out of the boat and walked on the water. He started to drown, but guess what? Jesus saved him, picked him back up. And friends, we can do the same thing, knowing that, yeah, we get our eyes off Jesus sometimes, but you know what? We can get right back on track with Him. And you know, the fact of the matter is, friends, the Bible promises that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's been with you in the past, just like we talked about in the letter R. Remember what God has done for you in the past. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, which is the past, today, right now, currently, and in forever, which means the future. So Hebrews chapter 13, 8, maybe you need to write that on a post-it note and stick it in your bathroom mirror, on the coffee pot, in the dashboard of your car, on your laptop, and just say, you know what? I know, no matter what things look like, that Jesus Christ is with me. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Past, present, future. And stand on that promise today. Jesus also went on six chapters later, John 16, verse 33 said, I've told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Oh, friends, isn't it so good to know that today? That's what the cross was all about. Easter, just hard to believe. It's in the rearview mirror, going on 3 or 4 weeks now, and yet, don't forget that the tomb was empty and that hope was alive because Jesus was alive. And Jesus went through a tremendous amount of pain and suffering. So it doesn't mean that we're going to be immune to it. And Jesus warned the disciples, the people back then, 2,000 years ago. And we should know that the same applies to us now, today. But you can know that Jesus will help you. The letter S on how do I trust God? Spend time with God in the morning. Yeah, I talked about the letter T, turn to Jesus throughout the day. But friends, I really believe the foundation of being able to trust God is making sure you get the first part of your day. And I know I hear people sometimes say, well, you know, Greg, I'm just not a morning person. Friends, I get that. But you know what? If you want to be a better person throughout the whole day, not just the morning, you need to spend some time with Jesus. And ideally, it's getting your favorite beverage and sitting down with your Bible and reading some verses and praying over those and talking with God and listening to God. But you know, if nothing else, listen to Hope Is Here podcast while you're getting ready in the morning. I know one guy that, man, he's really disciplined with working out, has to be at his job early. So one of the ways he gets his spiritual tank filled is he listens to the podcast of Hope Is Here in the mornings. Why he's getting ready, and he gets a almost, you know, 15-minute spiritual tank fill-up on that, then tries to go back and spend some time with Jesus later in the day. But he says, that's how I start my morning. on my way to the gym, getting my spiritual tank filled before I get my workout in, and then have to head straight to my job. And so there's different ways to spend time with God in the morning. But you know what? You have to be intentional about it. And just so you know, the Hope Is Here podcast, they come out before the radio programs. We're blessed to be on the radio at 8:15 in the morning. And I know a lot of people listen to that as I run into them throughout town or doing weddings, and people will come up to me. But also at lunchtime at 12:45 p.m. But if you're an early morning person like my friend is, who's up at 6 a.m. every morning to get to the gym, you know, you can listen to the podcast. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org, or whatever platform you listen to podcasts on. We're on all those: iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and remind you, we have our own YouTube channel too. So go to Hope Is Here, and you can find those. But, you know, Mark, Jesus always gives us an example, and it says in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, the next morning Jesus awoke long before daybreak and went out alone in the wilderness to pray. You know, friends, if Jesus did it, maybe means we ought to do it. And I'm so thankful that Jesus never asked us to do anything that he wasn't willing to do. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, always be joyful, keep on praying, no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So very simple, our mantra for today, okay? Always be joyful. Secondly, keep on praying. No matter what happens, be thankful. That's God's will. People say, hey, Greg, you know, what's God's will for my life? Well, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 tells us, number one, always be joyful. Two, keep on praying. No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. All right, we're to the last T on how do I trust God. We're using the acronym, the word trust, T-R-U-S-T. The first T, turn to Jesus throughout the day. The letter R, remember what God has done for you in the past. The letter U, understand that life is hard and no one is immune to difficult times, because there is an enemy that's trying to hurt you and steal your hopes and dreams. The letter S, spend time with God each morning. And then the letter T, take every thought captive, because it all starts in your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. You know, friends, we really have to be intentional about that, because the enemy will get in your mind, and we've got to take every thought captive, because the enemy wants to plant those seeds of doubt and discouragement and try to get you to become hopeless. Dr. James Gill, a phenomenal eye surgeon, he's ran six double iron triathlons. Not just one, but double, back to back. He's done that six times. Has a great quote. He's a strong follower of Jesus. He says, you need to talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself. Oh my goodness, that's so good. I want to say that one more time. You need to talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself. In other words, you need to tell your mind and heart what to feel, not let those feelings dominate what you think. So take every thought captive and talk to yourself instead of listening to yourself, and that'll help you trust God throughout the day. You've been blessed by this program. I hope that you'll share it with somebody else, or maybe you want to listen to it again. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do, from lifting heavy packages, grandchildren and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.